This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, we bring to you Texas baseball head coach. It is Jim Schlossnagel. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, guys.
You guys are starting the season Friday against Louisville at Globe Life Field. I know with the amazing facilities that pretty much all of the SEC has, do you think the guys, or do you still get a charge out of playing in the big league park, or you're like, we're pretty used to this atmosphere?
Well, Texas isn't used to it because we haven't played an SEC game yet.
That's true.
That's our first year in the conference, but certainly they've prior to us coming over here, Texas played in Minute Maid Park or whatever it's called now, and they played the Big 12 tournament in the Big League Stadium. The SEC ballparks, the atmospheres, the sound, it's all just totally insane, especially at the school, most of the schools in what used to be the SEC West. But it's nothing like a Major League park. And just the space and the size and the grandeur of it all, and the opportunity for, most of these guys, a lot of these guys will play professional baseball, but very, very few will play in the major leagues. So this may be their one chance. And even for a coach like myself, that's 35 years into this business, it's still awesome to get to be in a big league stadium. And the thing about the Rangers is the guys, Jared Schramm, Sean Decker, like they do such an incredible job of making the players and the staff, but mainly the players, feel like a major league player. They treat you well. There's a lot of great amenities and just an overall great experience. And so we're looking forward to it. I'm sure all the other teams are looking forward to it. The roof is amazing because, college baseball is usually a cold weather sport most of the time. And the fact that we know we're going to get to play and have a good temperature, that's 2/3 of the battle this time of year.
You talked about, obviously, how long you've been in the business and been in baseball, 35 years. Was this the most, I guess, maybe unique offseason ever for you? I know coaches switch teams, but obviously the nature of A&M to Texas. How was that offseason for you?
Yeah, obviously, pretty toxic, pretty chaotic. I certainly, as I've said publicly many times, I loved my 3 years at A&M. I absolutely adore my 18 years at TCU. The 12th man at A&M is very, very real. The fans are awesome, and they treated me very, very well during the time in which I was the coach there. And for some reason, in sports, it's different than in other professions. I don't know, if my guy Mike Bassick leaves one place to go to another rival station, do people lose their mind? I don't know. But it's just something about sports. They don't cry when they fire you. Coaches have careers too. And, for a variety of reasons, just decided that this was a change that needed to be made. And it was about leadership and alignment. And, And you know, it just so happened that it was A&M to Texas. And I knew it was going to be a rough one, and the optics of it are horrendous. I mean, they're horrendous. You're coaching one team one night, and the very next night you're at the rival school. I get it. But it wasn't I wasn't looking to stick it to anybody. I love the players at A&M. Very, very close to them and root for them. They have a great team, preseason number one team in the country. And but I'm super honored to be at Texas. And this is, you know, this is the Yankees of college baseball. And it's been 20 years since the last national championship. And as Augie Garrido would say every year, you know, Omaha is the standard. And so Coach Pierce did a good job of getting there three times in 8 years. And it's my job to get Texas back to Omaha and at some point win the last game.
If it helps at all, I am an A&M person, but I did not say anything bad except for I was just like, oh, son of a gun. Maybe a different word instead of gun. But you know how it is. Like, I was just disappointed. But I hope I don't think I contributed to the toxic argument. I was just like, dang it. We were really good with
you. Yeah, I mean, no, it's all good. I mean, I understand, you know, Chris Del Conte, our AD here, his phrase is, you know, we're trying to operate a business on somebody else's passion. And that just kind of comes with the territory, and when you're striving to achieve at the absolute highest level of any profession, and there's super high unrealistic expectations and support, then when something that's perceived as negative happens, you're going to hear about it. And again, I love A&M. I love everything that Texas A&M stands for. I love the culture, you know, just the whole nature of the university is awesome. And I think, you know, I think both places can be great, both in their own way. They're obviously extremely different. I screwed up the press conference after the last out was made, and I have apologized for that over and over again. Wish I could take those words back, but I'm imperfect too. And so, but other than that, you know, that's in the past. Wish them the best, and it's our job to get Texas's team caught up to where A&M is at this point.
Slosh, it's Bassick, and obviously I didn't get to play college baseball, and it's unique that you guys start in mid-February. Pitchers and catchers for the Rangers report today. You get 25 to 30 practice games before you play a real game. As a college coach, what are you looking for in the month of February from your team?
Yeah, I think good to hear your voice, buddy, by the way.
Thanks.
I think, you know, you're just looking to see, especially this weekend, right? This is you're looking to see how your team, your players handle the two things that happen in every baseball game, adrenaline and adversity, right? And we know we're going to face it. It doesn't matter who you're playing. The game lends itself to that. We spend more time, effort, and money in the mental game of baseball than any other program in the sport, and we've done that since 2006 at TCU. And so there are mental skills that you can practice to allow yourself to be in control of yourself. So therefore you can be in the best possible control of your performance. And so, you know, taking a deep breath, having a process and a routine to go to pitch or batter to batter or inning to inning or game to game. You know, as you know, as a former major league player, your goal is to just get into the season and get into that routine, because then you start to find comfort in that. And so that's what I'm looking for. We're playing great teams. There's going to be wins. More than likely, I'm sure we're going to lose a game this year. So it's just going to, how do you handle those punches in the mouth? And how do you handle the adversity? Who gets to travel? How do you handle that? Who's not playing the first day? All those preseason inter squads you talked about, everybody gets to play. Well, everybody doesn't get to play Friday night. So those are just all things that we have to deal with every year, and looking forward to see how our guys handle it.
When it comes to recruiting, I'm sure things have changed tremendously. Now you have 34 scholarships in baseball. Your whole career, it's been 11.7. Am I correct, Slosh?
Yeah, so we're allowed 11.7. We're at 11.7 this year.
Okay.
What they're doing next year is there'll be a roster limit imposed on December the 1st of next fall, where you have to have your team to 34. Every sport now, including football, every sport now becomes an equivalency sport. So you can have, you know, up to your roster limit in full scholarships. There's no restrictions. But conferences, for example, the SEC at this time – they have put a restriction at 25 for next year. So we will have 25 scholarships for 34 players next year, and those can be broken up, or you could give 25 guys on scholarship and 9 guys not. I do believe after that there's a chance we go to 34, but that's not required. You could have someone say, I know there's a lot of schools in the Big 12 that are, and the ACC, that are leaving it up to the schools. So some schools, you know, if you're at a Clemson, well, baseball's super important. You're probably going to go to whatever the maximum can be. If you're at Boston College and the weather isn't conducive to that, and your finances may be sent to other places. The Big Ten is tiering sports, right? So tier one would be your football, men's basketball. Tier two may be, you know, women's basketball, and it could be ice hockey at some place, and it could be baseball, but baseball could be a tier three sport. So I think you're going to...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
See, across the country, the finances of this thing are changing so much. I am concerned for college baseball at some places, because something has to give when they have to pay the players. So something has to give. But in terms of the SEC, baseball is looked at like 1A football, 1B baseball. And Commissioner Sankey's, he emphasizes that all the time. So the SEC baseball is going to be fine. But to answer your question, next year in the SEC will be 25 scholarships.
And you just kind of alluded to this. You hope potentially right after that it would bounce up to 34. Is it just strictly a financial issue then, why it's still 25 as opposed to 34? Because like you said, SEC is baseball country in this.
Yeah. It's a little bit, I don't know how deep we wanted to get into this, but the way the revenue sharing works, let's say, I think the 22% number, or whatever it is, it's $20.5 million that have to be paid to the players. And if a school chooses to do all of the scholarship raises to what you're capable of doing on a roster, then you're allowed to remove $2.5 million of that cap, and because you're giving it out in extra scholarship money, which therefore would mean you only have $18 million then to disperse among, you know, 75% of that may go to football, right? And 15% to men's basketball. Then they break it up however they want. Someone could choose to say, you know what, we're not going to do the scholarships. We're going to do more revenue sharing. So maybe at a Big 12 school, somebody's going to say, you know, instead of 11.7, we're going to give you 15 scholarships, but we're going to give you 250 grand of revenue share. Okay. that you can pay the players with. So I think each school has to look at their own economics and pick out the sports. Imagine being at a Kentucky where your men's basketball program is competing with Gonzaga and UConn, who are going to rev share or spend money at a crazy level in men's basketball. How do you look at the coach at Kentucky, Coach Pope, and say, we're only going to give you $3 million because we have to allow Coach Stoops in football. If we're going to ask him to compete with Texas and A&M and LSU, and those schools are getting $15 million out of the 18, you know, something's got to give. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. I really do.
So it's really going to be interesting. And then imagine if you have a super high profile, big personality women's basketball coach, like a Coach Staley or Coach Mulkey, yeah. You know, at an SEC school is mainly what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Where, you know, how do you break that up when you're trying to have football drives the engine or drives the ship? You have to give them every resource to compete, but you also have these super high profile basketball programs, or maybe at a Mississippi State, super high profile, high dollar producing baseball program. And it's just going to be really interesting how school to school, conference to conference handles this.
A UT baseball coach and sports economist Jim Schlossman joining us right now on the KNC Masterpiece.
I'm sorry, that's my fault. No, I really appreciate you digging deep on that answer. That was fascinating.
I'm very curious, Coach, about it's probably more prevalent to us right now with the additions of like Jack Leiter and Kamar Rocker and kind of seeing those guys come from college to the pros. And we've talked about this a lot with Mike about the difference of, you know, AAA baseball and college baseball. When you are working with these kids and these young men, how often are you thinking about preparing them for the big leagues? Does that cross your mind all the time? Or are you like, no, they still have a ways before they can get to that point?
Well, they have a ways before they can get to that point, but you see it in glimpses of the best players every day, right? When I'm at A&M and we're playing Wyatt Langford, you could see, I can see this guy playing in the big leagues. The difference between those major league players and those super high profile college players is mainly just consistency, right? The guy who made it to the big leagues was able to be consistent enough. There are outside factors too. The team that drafts you, opportunity, you know, I'm sure there are many things I don't even know because I have never spent a day in pro ball, but, you can see, yes, we're trying to prepare these guys to be really good players in college and also professional baseball prospects because that's their dream and that's real. But as Mike can tell you, man, it's just the chances of actually stepping foot for one day on a major league field are so small. Everything kind of has to hit right. But there's, you certainly see glimpses of it. You know, when I'm looking at Jace LaViolette at A&M or I'm looking at Max Ballou here at Texas, or Jalen Flores at Texas, you could say on any given day, oh yeah, I can see him competing in, you know, not the big leagues yet, but Double A or High A, something like that. But that's on just a given day, man. You got to go do it for 140 games in the minor leagues, survive the ups and downs of that, and that just comes with experience and maturity.
So, Slosh, for all the UT fans, for all the college baseball fans, give us your schedule for this tournament here at the Globe. So you can go check out some UT baseball.
Yeah, so I would encourage, you know, if you're a baseball fan in general and you're kind of itching for baseball and the Rangers are teeing up spring training and you want to see some great baseball, I would really encourage you to get out to the entire weekend. You have Texas, Louisville, Oklahoma State, Ole Miss, Clemson and Arizona. Our schedule is we actually play the last game each day. So the night game, the 7 o'clock, I think it's 6:30 or 7 on Friday.
7.
Same, yeah, 7, 7, and I think 6:30 maybe on Sunday. So, yeah, it's going to be late nights for us. It's going to be a really late night getting home or early morning on Monday morning. But, you know, when you're at Texas and you're playing in the state, I'm sure the Rangers want to maximize their, you know, the ticket sales. So need those Longhorn fans to come out. But I would encourage all baseball fans. You're going to see, you know, you're going to see a lot of future Major League players and some guys that, you know, there's a hitter for Oklahoma State. You mean, you can see the guy playing the big leagues this year. Yeah. I mean, you can see him be out there soon. So very, very entertaining and looking forward to seeing everybody up there.
All right, Slosh, my boys are sophomore and freshman in high school. They have girlfriends, but I don't know where they're going to go to school. So my daughter is a sophomore at University of Texas, so we got that going for us.
Yeah, if I remember right, I think your girlfriend had an impact on where you committed.
Definitely.
And you also need to tell that story about that. I think, didn't you eat a bad pepper? Or were you, where did we take you on in New Orleans, dude?
Man, we went to like a really nice restaurant, but then I went out with the guys and they were staying out a little bit late and I was not a partier in high school. And I was like, I got to meet with the coaches and everything. And the next day, I really did like Tulane. I'll be honest.
Yeah.
Part of also, I was scared. I was not a good student coach and I was scared of Tulane and if I was going to be able to pass there.
Yeah, it's okay. It's all good. It's all good, man. Congratulations on your awesome career. Obviously followed you and your dad's great friend. So super excited for what you guys have going, man.
All right.
To hear from you, Mike.
Thanks so much, Slosh.
Okay, buddy. Have a good day. Hook 'em.
Gig 'em. There you go. There you go. Jim Schlossnagel right here on 105.3 The Fan. My favorite part of that interview for sure was Corey's reset and sports economist.
And dude, he had to explain a whole lot of like money.
That was a lot of information. Yeah. That was awesome, honestly.
Because when he goes, I don't know how far you want me to go into this. And then Corey looks at me. If you're not on the fan camera on Twitch, he points to me and starts shoveling.
He's like,
because he knows I want to dig into this. And I thought that was really fascinating when he was talking about the economy of college sports and how, I mean, you can do what you want, but it's going to impact.
I'm going to go back and listen to that after our show.
Yeah.
Because there's so much information. He's giving you college football, men's college basketball, women's college basketball,
just casually,
baseball.
Too.
Like, there's a lot that an athletic director and now general managers of college teams have to deal with this budget to make sure we're most competitive in football, most likely at most schools. But also, we want to be very competitive in a few other sports.
Oh, man. I forgot to ask him one other question that I wanted to know. Did you see the Clemson baseball coach got suspended for the first two games of the season? So he's going to do the radio calls of the games.
No.
And he's like, I can't get ejected on radio. And
no,
so
I just watched last night on YouTube. They had Jazz Chisholm be a Clemson Tiger for a day. It was a really cool video. And I didn't know that. They actually had the kid that's their quarterback from Austin throwing Jazz Chisholm passes.
That is awesome.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.